We're starting Bavak Nitzia Be'ez Hashem Daf Lam and Zayin at the Mishnah. Amar L'Shnayim. So a person comes over to two people and he says, Gazalti Lechem Mikem. I stole money from one of you. Lechem Mikem Mana. Ve'ini Yadea. So I stole a mana from one of you. Ve'ini Yadea. I don't know which one. Eza Mikem. I don't know which one I stole from. It's one of you two. Or case number two. Ay Aviv Shel Echem Mikem Hifkid Li Mana. Right. So again, these are both the cases of the Reisha, where he is coming, he's proffering, he's offering the information, and he's saying, one of your fathers left money by me. So I don't remember which one I accepted the money from. You got to pay each one. Okay, now those are key words. Pay attention to those words. Okay, so the cases of the Reisha, there's the only difference is one of them is where the guy is saying that he stole. The other one is he's saying he accepted money. Okay, so it sounds like he's not, we understand the difference between as a Shomer, so he didn't necessarily do anything wrong, he's a Shomer, right? Versus he stole. Both of these cases, he's coming and he is saying, he's offering the information, I don't know which one, and the din is that you have to pay both of them. Now, let's look at the safe. The safe is going to be two cases. Well, Shaim Shef Gidu Eitzel Echad. So two people come and they deposit, again, by one person. So they come to one Shomer. One person left $100, one person left $200. Okay, the point is a famous case that we've had all the way back dating to the beginning of Masechta Zemer, Shalim Asayim, Zemer, Shalim Asayim. When they come to Bitayin, they come to collect their pikadon, which here happens to be money. One person says, each person comes and tain is that theirs is the 200, but really one of them left 100. So what do we do? Okay, so the guy's got 300. Each person is claiming 200 is his, so we give each person 100. Bashar, and the extra 100, yemunach hachiyav Elio, we leave sit until Elio comes. Okay, meaning we have no way to deal with that money. Okay, now again, if we remember, going back to the beginning of Masechta, how did we differentiate between the case of the Mishnah at the beginning of Masechta of Yachleiku? Here, one of them is definitely a Ramai. When we have a definitely Ramai, I as the Shomer can't do anything, right? I just have to sit tight, and the money is Munach. Amar Rav Yosi, and if you remember, this is a Machlekes between Rabban and Rav Yosi. Rav Yosi says, no, we can't do that. You can't disperse any money, because Imkain, Mahifsin HaRamai. Whoever is lying here has nothing to lose, right? What we want to make sure that when someone comes with a tain, if it's not going to be true, if you're found out to be wrong, you're going to lose. He has nothing to lose. What's his best case scenario? The worst case scenario for him is he's getting 100, which is all he deposited anyway. So it's a free taina, so to speak, of saying that he's the 200. And therefore, we have to issue a penalty. So what we're going to say in that situation, that it's all going to sit. Okay, meaning the Shomer does not have to. And essentially, this is not a case of Bari Veshema, the Shomer is basically withdrawing. He's saying, I don't know in this situation. And we'll have to see why the first case is different than the second case, meaning in the Reisha of the Reisha of the Mishnah, we said that the person comes and says, your father was Hifkid Etzli, one of your, and I don't know which one, and there we said he does have to pay. Here by Pikadon, we're saying he doesn't have to. Just, okay, even according to Rabbanon, you don't pay each person. You don't take extra money out of your pocket and pay each person, as opposed to the ratio where you do. V'chein shnei kelim. Okay, so this case is essentially identical, so much so that the Gemara is going to ask later, at the end, why I needed two cases that are exactly the same. So the two cases in the seifa are identical. V'chein shnei kelim. Echad yafa mana ve'echad yafa elef. Ze zuz. So one keli is worth 100. And one keli is worth 1,000. Zemer yafa shaliv. Zemer yafa shaliv. They're each tining that the $1,000 kli is there. Noisin es hakatan le'echad behem. We give the small kli to one of them. Read the $100 kli to one of them. We teich hagadol noisin demei katan l'sheni. And from the larger kli, so Rashi actually here says yushabrenu. You break it. Okay, we'll discuss this a little bit more. But you break the kli and you take off a part of it and you have it match the small kli and then the rest of the large kli sits there. Okay, it's interesting because it says nice and ladam and other rishonim don't necessarily agree with that. But either way, whatever you're not giving out, to which that's the Tanakam or the Rabbanan Shitam, or Rav Yosi says the same thing. Okay, whoever is lying, he loses nothing by coming to Taina. Therefore, Ela Hakol Yehemunach Hachiyav Elio. Okay, so let's go back to the, again, first two cases of the Mishnah. So the first two cases of the Mishnah, we're saying one is Gezel and one is Hifkid, but here the person is Misafik. He doesn't know either who he stole the money from or whose father gave him the money as a pikadon to hold on to. He's got to pay both. Amma misveka mafkina mamayna. No. That's the Gemara's going to get there, right? We're going to work that out, okay? Right, because that's the word shahayda bipiatzmai, okay, which we're going to get there. But it's not that simple. It's not single factors. There's multiple factors, okay? It's never that simple, right? As the Gemara, Alma misafka mefkinim amayna. So on a simplistic level, right, that's the problem. Problem is we're thinking it's simple. So let's keep it very, very simple. It's a suffix, who he got the money from, and we're making him pay each person. He has to take money out of his pocket and pay each person. Alma misveka mafkina mamayna, v'lo yarmin uki mamayna becheskes mare. So we say that misveka, take money out of your pocket, and we don't say uki mamayna becheskes mare, that it should stay, the money should stay in your pocket, it's in your pocket right now. V'raminu, we ask a stira on this, shtayim shif gidu eitzel echad. You have two people who, right, we're going to go right to the Seifa case. Zemanav Zemasayim, Zemar Shalim Asayim, Zemar Shalim Asayim, Noisel Zemanav, Lazemanav, Ashayim, Munachat Shiav Elio. So it's often hard to stira between the Reisha and the Seifa. In the Reisha, we're saying both by a case of Gezel and by a case of Hifkid. When you have a suffix situation, you got to pay both, right? The Shimer has to pay both. In the Seifa, we're clearly saying, now there's a Machlekes, Rabban and Rab Yesi, how much of it is Munach? The suffix, but the suffix is munach. He doesn't have to take the money and make each one whole out of his pocket. That's a stira. So the Gemara says, hold on one second. Amalei pikadon agezel karamis. You're asking me on gezel from pikadon. Gezel David isura kansur rabbanon. When we're talking about a case where you say you're coming and you're saying that you stole, so then there's going to be a kanas. Pikadon loyavadi sura. Pikadon, you didn't do anything wrong, right? You accepted pikadon like kansur rabbanon. So the Gemara says, okay, well, you think that that's going to answer? So you'll ask from the ratio of the Reisha, which is a case of Gezel, on the case of the Seifa, which was a case where we had a Machlekes Rabbanon and Rabbi Yosi, where we said Munach. How much is Munach? That's the Machlekes, but Munach, right? Well, hold on one second. What about the Seifa of the Reisha, right? With the second case, which is the case of Pekadon, Rami Pekadon, Abikadon, Rami Gezel, Agezel. And by the way, I can also ask a Stira on Gezel. Pekadon, Abikadon. So let's ask that Stira first. The Katani Reisha. The Reisha says, Oy Aviv Shalachem Mikam Hivkid Esli. That's the case of Pekadon. Any other Ezahu. So again, in the Reisha Pikadon case, we said, you pay each one. But in the Seifa case of Pikadon, we said Munach. So that's the Stira. Amar Rava. So like this. Amar Rava. Reisha Nasa Kimoy Shehifkidu Loi Bishnei Krichas. The Reisha, the difference between the Reisha and the Seifa is the money was given to the Shemer at two different times. Shnei krichas means two packages, two bundles, meaning there was discernible giving by each one, placement. And therefore, the Shemer should have known, right? He should have marked it with the tag and said, this came from Reuven, this came from Shimon. It was given to him at two different times. He had the opportunity to know whose, and therefore the burden of responsibility is on him. Dehavalei lemedak, he should have known. Seifa nasek mishif giduloi bekrach echad, right? They both walked in together and they're basically depositing the money together. Deloi havalei lemedak. Okay, meaning he doesn't necessarily know. Keep going. Dafkidu tarayi bahadei dadi means the Gemara is explaining what's the case. They both come in together, but chadzim at the same time. The amar lahu. So what's his taina back? Now, like this, right? It should go either way. If you're a because then you're responsible, and you're responsible. So he's saying like this. Damaru ant gufachai uloi kabdisu adadi. It sounded like you guys were friends, and you guys had this all worked out, and there wasn't going to be any problems later. Why? Because you were both willing to hand over your money together in a way that was confusing to me. So, anak abdina, right? So you expect me, if you guys walked in together, and you didn't create that separation to make sure that I could know the difference, so then why should I be responsible for knowing the difference at this point? Okay? Now, before we put this together, Verami Gezel Agezel. Now, here's going to be the Stira on Gezel, meaning the Reisha here said, so, and I just want to be clear about this. The difference between the case of Pikadon in the Reisha and the Seifa is the Reisha, the guy did something wrong, like Gezel. Gezel, he did something wrong, right? I'm coming and I'm saying, I stole something. I stole, I don't know from which one. Pikadon, I accepted. I don't know from whom I accepted, and I should have known, because it's Shtei Krichas. The Seifa is a case where it's Kricha Achas, okay, and therefore I shouldn't have known, and therefore when you shouldn't have known, we're not going to make you take money out of your pocket. Good. Now, Rami Gezel al Gezel, before we put this all together, Rami Gezel al Gezel, Katani Hacha. So it says in the Mishnah, Amar Lashnaim, Gazalti Lechem Nikem, Veini Odea Eza Mikem, Oy Aviv Shalechem Nikem, Hifkin Liman, Veini Odea Eza, Noisin Lazeman, Avid Lazeman. Right? So again, by a case of Gezel in the Mishnah, we're saying that you're coming and offering that you stole money, and you're going to give each one a, you don't have to pay each one. Veraminu, so here's the Stira, Gezel Echon Mi Chamisha. You stole one You stole from one of five people. You don't know which one. So each person says, it was me. So Rav Tarfon holds, you deposit the gezela there and you walk out. Not your problem. Meaning, you know you stole from one. Each one of them. You guys work it out amongst yourselves, which they're not going to be able to, right? And therefore, that's it. Alma. So what do we see? Even by a case of Gezel, where you did something wrong, Misfeko lemafkina mamayna, we're not going to take the money, meaning we're not going to make you go reach into your pocket and pay each one of these five people. So that's a stira to the resha of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said, when the person comes and says, I stole, but I don't remember from who, he's got to go into his pocket and take out. So the Gemara first says, well, this is Rav Tarfon Shita. Now, to clue us in, Rabbi Akiva argues, okay, Rabbi Akiva says you have to pay each person. Okay? Now, umimai demasis and dahacha Rav Tarfon. How do we know that the Mishnah is Rav Tarfon? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you how I know. Dekatani Allah dahi, because the Mishnah said, Maida Rav Tarfon, but Aimer Lishnaim Gozalti Lachamikem, because we have a case in Rav Tarfon where the person says, Gozalti Lachamikem. Essentially, that's like he offers the information. Mipnei Shahide Mipi Atma, like the Lashon in our Mishnah. And Rav Tarfon is going to hold what? Mana, the Eni Yadea is a Mikem, Shanoisel Zemana, but Zemana. You got to pay each person. So even Rav Tarfon holds, and where you're volunteering the information, you have to pay each person. So the Gemara says again, what's the difference? Hasam de Katavile. Over there, they are being Tevea you. Okay? Hacha bevalat Sesideh Shemayim. So like this. By the case of where we said he can Meniach Gizela Umestalek, that's where they're coming to be Tevea. You're not admitting. Right? You're not admitting. They're being Tevea you. Okay? Now, so in that case, you're not coming to be Balat Seisudei Shemayim. Right? You're subject. So in this case, all I have to do is I have to answer the charge that I'm being charged with. And if I know that I stole from one, but I don't remember who, so figure it out amongst yourselves. But over here, he is coming to be Balat Seisudei Shemayim. Okay, and therefore, deganami dekatani shahid mipni atzmai. Like you noticed in our Mishnah, like you picked up in our Mishnah, it says shahid mipni atzmai. Okay, shmami na, fine. So that is the deal. Now, Tosfos points out that we need both of these factors. You need both of them. Meaning, there's really in a case where you stole money, right? Rav Tarfon saying if they're being tevea you, then according to Rav Tarfon, you could be meniach beinehim umestalik. Right? They're being tevea you. You're not interested. You don't want to deal with Bavala Seisudei Shemayim. You want to do the minimum. Right? I want the minimum. If you're Bavala Seisudei Shemayim and you did something wrong, dahainu, meaning keep both reasons, the resha of our Mishnah that you stole, or you accepted a pekadon where you should have been able to know the difference between the two, but you didn't, so you did something wrong, then Bavala Seisudei Shemayim, you have to pay both. The chiddush of the seifa case, and Tosfos explains, is that it's not Olegzeil, but even by Bekatan, it's only when you did something wrong, Balat Seisudei Shemayim. But Balat Seisudei Shemayim, but you didn't do anything wrong at all, meaning I didn't steal, or let's say it was a Bekatan, that's the Seifa case of our Mishnah, where let's say they both came together, so when I accepted the Bekatan, I didn't do anything wrong, so then there's no din, Balat Seisudei Shemayim, at all, to pay at all. Okay, so that's the three categories and then we're working it out. So far we've had four cases. Now, we mentioned Rav Tarfon, and we've mentioned, so I just want to go through very briefly, right? We have four categories of cases, right? We have the two in the Reisha, which is Gezela and Pikadon. And then we have the Seifa case, which is two people are Ba Lehifkid, where we said Munach, right? Machlekes Rabbi Yisi and the Rabbanon. We said Munach, you don't have to take money out of your pocket. And then we have the case of Gzela, where Rav Tarfon says, you can meniach echad b'neim umestale. Okay, now, the Gemara is going to be mavur on the other, on Lamed Zayin Lamed Beis, that the Mishnah has to work even according to, the Mishnah goes to Divrei HaKol. We're not taking sides in the Machlekes between Rav Tarfon and Rabbi Akiva. So far we brought up Rav Tarfon, we're going to make Rabbi Akiva as well. So I'll just mention it here, meaning Rabbi Akiva holds by the case of Gezela, where they're Tevea you, right, where they come and they say, five people come and Tevea you. So Rabbi Akiva holds, so you have to pay each one. Okay, now, why do you have to pay each one? Because you stole money, it's on you, okay, meaning Rabbi Akiva, we're going to see on Amud Beis, because they're all coming betayin as Bari. They're coming and saying, I know you stole from me. And what's the person who's on the defensive? Again, he's not a Balat Seisudei Shemayim. right? So he wants to do the minimum. So he's able to say, okay, he's a Shema. So Rabbi Akiva holds Bari Vishema in that situation, Bari Vishema. We're going to take the money out of the Echad and you got to pay each one of the five. Tosfos does, however, point out, I'm really starting back, but Tosfos points out that we're not getting really involved in the case of Bari Vishema, Bari Adif, or not. Okay, that meaning this, Rabbi Akiva holds that it's because of Gzela, meaning because it's a din of a Heshev Esa Gzela, Asher Gazel. Well, you stole one from five, you got to make sure to get the money back to the Gazlan so you don't have to get with it. Now, what is, in that case, I'm working my way backwards now, what does Reb Tarfon hold? Reb Tarfon says, you can just leave the money there and mistali. Okay, why? Because he holds that, again, I'm just trying to do the minimum, I only stole from one. Now, again, you don't have to get involved in Bari Vishema, we're not going to be uki money, we're not going to take money out from a guy, because it could be here that it's really more like a Bari in a Bari, right? Because your five people are being Tavea me, Bari, now, I'm a Shema on which one of the five, but I'm Bari that it's only one. Okay, so therefore it's not, and that's where the first Tosfos starts the whole sugya saying, don't worry about Bari B'Shem and Bari Adif, you don't have to, now we are going to bring it in on the base, like I said, because according to Rabbi Akiva is going to be Machalik. Fine. So that is the Brisa that we brought in, that's a Brisa from Yevamos, that's a Brisa we had in Kedushin, where you stole from one of five, and they are being Tevea you money. Okay, so now what do you have to do? Letter of the law. Rabbi Tarfon says, letter of the law, you deposit the money. You know you only stole from one, you leave it there. Rabbi Akiva says, no, it's Gazela, you still have to pay all five. Good, now let's go back to our Mishnah. So the first case, we had two cases in our Mishnah. Again, the way we explained it was there's two factors. Number one, our Mishnah is Bala Sisidei Shemayim. You're offering, right? You want to do the right thing over here. And there was something that you did wrong in that process, again, Tosfos holds, if you didn't do anything wrong at all, but there's nothing wrong at all, then you don't have to pay each person. But you did something wrong. Either you stole, that's pretty simple, or, right, what you did wrong, or by Pikadon, which was that you accepted it at two different times, and you should have kept track of who it was, so therefore you're somewhat on the hook. Again, if they come to be Tevea you, they can't be Tevea you, right? But if you want to be Balas Yisrael Shemayim, in that case, there's, and by the way, Balas Yisrael Shemayim, right, we've seen this before. Balas Yisrael Shemayim is not necessarily, right, it's not just, oh, it's a nice thing. No, there's also a chiyuv that you have to be balat seisidei shemayim, just because we can't take the money, we can't get the money from you in court. So if you want to settle up in shemayim, right, balat seisidei shemayim, you want to know that after 120, you're going to get up there. So again, if you were someone on the hook, then pay each one. Now, the chiddush is that, like we said, that by the case of mafkid, it's only, the reason why the Mishnah said a second case, which is, you did something wrong, gezel, and pikadon is to tell you only if you did something wrong. Good. That is the way we're going to understand the case in the Mishnah. And again, the seifa of the Mishnah, you didn't do anything wrong, right? One person was mafkid mana, one person was mafkid masayim. They're each coming to be tevez. Then we're going to say munach, of course you don't have to take money out of your pocket. Again, machloikis between the chachamim and Rabbi Yaisi, is the whole thing munach or just the amount in doubt munach, depending on whether you say this time of the Rabbi as of Ibkein Mahif Seder Ramai. Okay, so let's move on now. Okay, now really, we've set up the sugya. We're going to have one additional case that we just have to bring in where Rabbi Akiva is actually going to agree to Rabbi Tarfon and Amud Beis. And for the rest really of the daf, until we get to the end to work out the last case of the Mishnah, we're just going to work out some details that have come up, right? So, but we're clear on what the difference in the nuances of the cases are and why we have essentially four different cases and what all four are coming to tell us. So now, Amar Mar is going into the Brisa that we brought in, where Rav Tarfon said, when you steal money, and they're Tevea, right? You stole from one of five, you don't know which one. Rav Tarfon said, leave some money, leave the amount of the one that you stole from and let them work it out, right? It sounds like Hasam. Amar Mar, Hasam dekatavale v'halom ma'tayin. Okay, so they're being Tevea you, right? That's the difference between the Brisa where Rav Tarfon says you can just leave it versus our Mishnah where you have to pay each one. They're being Tevea you. So the question is, what are you saying? What's the person, the Goslin, what's he saying? There are five people are to him. What's he saying? Rabbi Huda Amarav, halal shaykhsik. He's quiet. Rabbi Masna Amarav, halal tzavach. He's yelling and screaming. Okay, mandamar halal tzavach. So the mandamar who says that he's screaming, no, I didn't steal from all of you. I didn't steal from 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 you. Aval shtika kaida. But if he stays quiet, then it's like he's admitting and he'd have to pay all five. Umandamar halal shaykhsik, that even if the Goslin is quiet, shtika dachalav kaidahu. This is not a shtika kahayda. What does shtika kahayda mean? I know the answer, so I'm staying quiet. Shtika kahayda, a reason why I'm staying quiet is because I don't know the answer as well. Matsi amalei hai deshiki Could be. Right? He's saying could be. Now again, like we explained, let's not get involved in Bari Vishema Bari Yadif or not, okay? Meaning he's also a Bari. This is not a case of Bari Vishema. He's also a Bari. What he's Bari on is, I know that I didn't steal from all five of you. Good. Amar Mar. Viter in this case of the Brisa, miniach gezela b'neim umistalik. So it sounds like, according to Rav Tarfon, what do? You leave the money umistalik, which sounds like v'shakli l'kula v'ozli. So it sounds like the five of them work it out, split it up, whatever. What do you mean? Va'amar Rav Abba bar Zavda. Let's come in full circle. Bava Metzia. Amar Rav kol safek kinuach lechachila lo yitol. The din by safek kinuach. If we don't know who it should go to, nobody could take it. No, when we said mistalik, it doesn't mean they split it. It means yaniach. They leave it there. Meaning, munach hachiyav eliyahu of fame, can't work it out. It belongs to one of them. We don't know which one. Nobody's allowed to take it. Amar le'abaya l'rava. Frekti gemara. Okay, so now, Rabbi Akiva responded to Reb Tarfon when, again, in the Brisa, where you, one person stole from one of five. We don't know which one of the five. Rav Tarfon holds munach, right? Yaniach, leave the one there and you can walk out. Rabbi Akiva holds, no. You got to do good by each of them, right? You got to pay each of them. Amar le Abaye the Rav Amiyam, Rabbi Akiva holds, lo yizu aderech mitziyasu midei aveira. Remember, you stole. You got to pay Hashem as a gzela asher gozal. You got to pay all five. Ad sheyishan gzela kol chad v'chad. Alma, so what do we see? Misfeka mafkinon mimayna. We are being mafik, we're taking money out from the guy, Misveka. We don't know, because he doesn't know who he stole from. So the Gemara says, V'layar minon ukim money b'cheskas mare. Right? And that's a kasha. We're going to say, Rabbi Kiva is going to hold that Misveka mafkina m'mayna. We're not going to say ukim money b'cheskas mare v'raminu. And in fact, I have a case, v'raminu. We're asking a stira from a case in Baba Basra. Nafal abayis alav alimai. So let's say a house fell, right? There was a collapse, and Nebuch, both of them died. The mother and the son. Now the question is, who died first, right? If the mother died first, then we're talking about where there's either a ben or it would be her father, right? So it'd either be the Yershe Aim if there's no son, or if there is a son, matters who gets it. So now, Yershe Ben Aimrim, this ben had sons, so Yershe Ben Aimrim, that what? Ha'aim Mesa Rishaina. The mother died first, and therefore our father, her son, was Yairish. Yershe Aim Aimrim, Ha'ben Mesa Rishain, Elu Ve'elu Maidim Sheyach Leiku. They're both going to agree, meaning Elu Ve'elu Maidim, both, right? They're both going to agree, Yach Leiku. V'amar Rabbi Akiva, Maida Ani Bazu. Now, this Elu Ve'elu Maidim Sheyach Leiku is Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Okay, that's a Sugya, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, in Baba Basra. In the cases where you have mamon b'safek, v'amar Rabbi Akiva, Maida Ani Bazu, I will agree to Reb Tarfon in this case, Shanachasan Becheskasan. Meaning, we said by the case of Gezela that Rabbi Akiva, so this is the Stira. Rabbi Akiva holds, in order to make good by Gezela, you got to pay each one. Reb Tarfon held that no, Uki Mimani Becheskas Mare. Meaning, I know I stole from one, so deposit the money there. I don't have to take the rest of the money out of my pocket to pay each one. So it's a stira. Amar le. So again, the Gemara is going to answer Hasam Shema Veshema, that the case is Shema Veshema. By a case of Nafal Abayis, we don't know. Again, we don't know. Did the mother die first or did the son die first? If the son died first, then the Yarshaya Im, right, not the Yarshaya Ben, would get the mother's, and we really don't know what happened. Okay? Shema. But Gezel Echad Mechamisha Bari Veshema. That's a case of Bari Veshema. They're each coming with a Taina. Therefore, they're coming with a Taina's Bari. So that's going to be stronger, says Rabbi Akiva. Okay, and that is the case. And that is how we understand the case of the Braisa. Frek de Gemara. Now, like we said, Rabbi Akiva has to work in our Mishnah as well. So Frek de Gemara. Bahamasti Siddahacha Amar Lashnaim Gozalti Lechad Mechem Mana Deshema Veshema Hu. Our Mishnah, we said, it's a case of Shema Veshema. Right? They're each coming essentially. None of them could be Tevea the money. They don't know. V'katani, Naisin Lazemana Lazemana. So it's a case of Shema Veshema, and he has to pay both. So the Gemara says, hold on one second. First attempt is when we mind Rabbi Akiva. And I already explained to you. We know the answer to this. It has to be, our mission has to be both according to Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Akiva. So now, we mind Rabbi Akiva. How do we know that our mission is Rabbi Akiva? The Katani Allah, Dahi, Maid Rabbi Tarfon, Ba'emer Lishnayim, Gazalti Lechem, Mikem, Mana, Ve'ini Odeyez, and Mikem, Laman Maid, Rabbi Akiva Bar Plogte. So Rabbi Tarfon, by the case of Gezela, where you're proffering, where you're admitting, you're coming forward, Bidei Shamayim, you're offering that information, Reb Tarfon is going to agree that you have to pay both. Well, if Reb Tarfon is going to agree, you have to pay both. Who's he agreeing to? Must be he's agreeing to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, who I argue with when they're being Tevei'a me money, when I'm Balas, it's Bidei Shamayim, I'm going to agree. So that means Rabbi Akiva must hold that you do have to pay each one, even when it's Shema V'Shema. So the Gemara says, "Umay the Shema V'Shema who?" So how do we know it's Shema V'Shema? Chada delay katani tayvin, I say. V'oid. So and how? By the way, how do we know that that's a case of Shema V'Shema? Because number one, delay katani tayvin, I say. V'oid hatani Rav Chia ze emer eni yadea v'ze emer eni yadea. Okay. So again, the question is: so how do we know they're being tayvaya? So, meaning, how do we know that they're being tevea? Because it doesn't say either. It doesn't say that they. It doesn't say. How do we know they're not being tevea? Because it doesn't say they weren't being tevea. And each one specifically, it says ze oimer eni yadea, but ze oimer eni yadea. Right. That's the brisa. Right. That's the case of eni yadea. So the Gemara says again. We know the answer here. Oh, kimna la bevalat sisudei shamayim. We already said our Mishnah is a case of Balat Sisudei Shamayim. So again, clearly, and this is going to be true in everybody, Balat Sisudei Shamayim, where you stole, and it's a suffix who you stole from, Balat Sisudei Shamayim, even if it's a Shema V'Shema, this is what Rabbi Akiva was just saying, Shema V'Shema, you are going to pay each one because you're Balat Sisudei Shamayim. When they're Tevea you, it's a Bari V'Shema, each one of the five are coming with a Tainas Bari, Rabbi Akiva is going to hold that the other one's a Tainas Shema, meaning the person, I don't know, maybe to each one it's a Tainas Shema, okay, and therefore you have to pay each one. Okay?
Why don't we say the burden of proof is on the claimant who wants to take it from the other one, even if he didn't?
Because each one of the five, meaning the person is admitting that he stole, just doesn't know who he stole from. So I have a Tainas Shema to each one individually, and they each have a Tainas Bari, Bari V'Shema, so Rabbi Akiva says again. Also, and like I said, Tosfos mentions, if you go to the first Tosfos in the Sugya, he mentions that when you're dealing with Gezela, right, he says, and then the way the Mefarshim in Tosfos explain is that, again, when you're dealing with Gezela, there is a din of Ahesha, it's like Gezela, Asher, Guzzle, so you got to deal with that. Okay. One final detail. Let's go back. Right. So again, the way we explained the case of our Mishnah, right? The Reisha. What's the difference between the Reisha of Pikadon and Seifa of Pikadon? Is Reisha of Pikadon is Shtei Krichos. It was given to you at two different times, and therefore you, as a Shomer, did something wrong. That's why when your bullets is the Shemayim, we can be Mechayev you to come out of pocket and pay both people. You did something wrong. Why? You should have known. So now we're going to go back to that. Amar the Ravina the Ravashi. Mi amar Rava kol b'shtei krichas havalei lamedak. Do we say that when you accepted the money at two different times, two bundles, havalei lamedak, v'amar Rava, v'itame Rav Papa, hakol moedim b'shnayim shef gidu eitzol roya, everyone's going to agree that when you deposit an animal by a roya, shemeniach roya b'neim u'mistalek, the roya can just deposit the animal, right? Again, they're coming. He got two, right? I don't know which animal is which. Deposit it and let the two of you figure it out. Okay, meaning, now the assumption that the Gemara is taking is that when you deposit an animal, right, that is discernible, right? When you say they're both coming with money, so I don't remember how much, right? This guy had a stack of bills, this guy had a stack of bills. I didn't look to see which one came with the tens and which one came with the 20s, you know, so I don't know which one it is. But when they're coming with an animal, the Gemara's understanding is that any standard animal given over to a Raya would be like Shtei Krichas, and therefore, again, why are we saying that he can be Meniach Beinam U'Mistalek, he should have to pay each one, B'Valas Yisrud Eishamayim. So the Gemara answers, Amalei Hasam, Kishif Gidu Be'edrish Raya Shalemi Daitai. That really, you're wrong on your assumption that they went ahead and they just put it in the flock, right? There was like intake hours where they just deposited their animals with the Raya, and the Raya didn't necessarily know. Again, and really, it's the Raya is coming with a taina to the person who left the animal, just like by the Shemers coming with the burner. That if you wanted to stand online nicely, you know, I imagine this is like, you know, a rush, you know, where nobody's standing online nicely. So I take from this, take from this, and that. But if you're standing online and you made sure that you were discernible, then it would have been on me to know which animal was yours. Now I don't have to know. Okay, so good. Now, the final case of the Mishnah was we had two cases of the Mishnah, which were essentially saying the same thing, right? There was a machlekes between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yosi. When there are two things of differing values, again, and it's bekricha achas, so we can't fault the shomer at all. There's not even a din, latzis b'dei shamayim, at all in that case. So what you do is munach. Can't come out of pocket. Now the question is, how much is munach? So The Rabbanon hold what's munach is the difference. Rabbi Yossi holds what's munach is everything, because otherwise you're not disincentivizing the Ramai. He has nothing to lose by trying to get more. And the second case is when it comes to two kelim. So the Gemara says, why do I need two cases? If I would have just talked about the money, one person deposited $100 and one person $200. There's no pseida. Aval bahab, when it comes to a keli, de'ika pseida de gadol, right? How did we say when you're dealing with kelim, how do you deal with it? So what you do is you give the lower value keli to one person, and then from the larger value keli, now here we have a machlekes Rashi and Rishonim, we mentioned. Rashi holds you break it. So we understand this lashon of pseida, and that's why in Rashi in the Mishnah says you break the keli. It sounds like it's a pseida of the kli. You're going to break the keli, take out, you know, enough that's a small keli, and the rest is going to sit. So with the subseda of the kli, maybe you'll tell me, Ema Meidle de Rabbi Yossi. Maybe the Chachamim would agree to Rabbi Yossi that in this situation, in other words, do no harm. First job of a Shomer is do no harm. We can't go ahead and say break the keli. The Rabbanon are saying that you got to get each back at least the minimum that they're in alignment on as far as what's owed. So, Ema Meidle de Rabbi Yossi. Again, that's Rashi holds you break the kli. The Rashba and other Rishayim hold that no, you sell the kli and you give him money. Now, which means that that's considered a pseida of the kli as well. So again, I don't know if this is the lumdus of the Mahlekes, but is selling a kli and turning it into money, is that considered a pseida here or not? Okay, maybe that's okay. V'imar Baha Kama Reb Yesi. When we come to the kli, that's where Reb Yesi said, leave it sit. Again, do no harm. You can't mess with the kli. If it's money, fine. But when we're talking about money, where you're not, there is no harm in dispersing the money that they're both in agreement on, the 100. So the Gemara says, because we have an assumption that Rabbi Yossi would agree to the Rabbanon. Frecht the Gemara, what are you talking about? There was never an assumption Rabbi Yossi would agree to the Rabbanon, because Rabbi Yossi gave the reason for what he held. He wanted to make sure that if you're going to come with a Taina, you have something to lose. Hefset Aramai. It's not because that you're messing with the kli versus the money where you're not messing. Therefore, there's no havamina to think that there should be a difference. Ella tarvayu l'rabbanon itzrich. Okay, really, both of these are l'rabbanon, meaning Rav Yesi, we know what his logic is. V'loizu afzu katani. Again, really, it's a loizu afzu, and there is no necessary trichasa in this case. So I just want to review, like I said, we'll go through the cases that we've had, and really, but if and more of like a chart, and just one more time, just illustrate, because I'm sure everyone's going to be chazering it. So when we chazer, I just want to make sure we're clear on the differences and the nuances between the cases. So the Mishnah started off, the Reisha started off with a case of Gazalti Me'achan Mekem. A person proffers, right? He comes and he says, I stole. I come with that information. Bevalat Sisvidei Shamayim, right? Nobody's being Tabeah him. He wants to do the right thing. He says, I stole from one of you, and I don't know which one. You got to pay each person. Okay, why? Again, because you stole, you did something wrong, right? That's the way Tosfos explained the Kiddush. You did something wrong. You're a gazela. You're a goslin. Rabbi Akiva will agree to that as well. Okay, Rabbi Akiva will agree to that. You stole from each one. Again, it's Shema v'Shema over here, but it's Balas Yisbidei Shemayim. Now, what happens if the person comes with a taina of saying, Echad, Avir Shalachan Mehem, Mikem, Hifgid Etzli? Again, he pekadin. You have to pay each one. Why? So again, in Rif Tarfan, really, both of them, right? Why? Again, we need two factors. Number one, it's Balat Sisvidei Shemayim. Number two, you did something wrong. How did you do something wrong? Because it's Shtei Krichas, you should have known. You should have known, since you accepted the money separately, you should have kept it separate, and you should know whose belongs to whom. Okay? And again, this would be Dafka by a case of Shema V'Shema. But Bari V'Shema in Rav Akiva wouldn't work. Then we have the case of two people. Each one is Hifgid a Mana. One person is Mana, one person is Masayim, and we don't know. We say Munach. Right, what's the case there? Because it's kricha achas, and the way Tosfos explains it is there's not even a chiyuv la balat sisvidei shamayim where you didn't do anything wrong. If they weren't makbid and they deposited the money together, then there's no way even balat sisvidei shamayim, there's no chiyuv to go ahead and pay both. Okay, then we had the case of the brisa where we have a machlokes between Rav Tarfon and Rabbi Akiva. You stole from one of five people and you don't know who, and they're being tevei you. So Rav Tarfon holds meniach umistalik, which we said doesn't really mean mistalik, it means meniach, right? Leave it sit. You can't do anything about that, okay? And we said, even though they're being tevea you, okay, and then we had the Gemara had a machlekes, what are you saying? Either shtika, right? You can be, or you have to be screaming. The man damar who says you have to be screaming is because shtika kaida. The other man damar says, no, this is not a case of shtika kaida. You are truly not sure, and that's why you're quiet. We can't bring a raya that she could kai. Duh. Rabbi Akiva holds, okay, and therefore, again, in this situation, like we said, in this situation, you are, if we don't want to mess with Bari Vishema, the money is going to ukiyu m'mayne b'cheskas mari, meaning the person who was the gazan, I only stole from one, so I know I got to pay one. I'm also a bari, because even though you're coming five, each one of you are coming with a tainas bari, I'm sure that I didn't steal from all of you. And that's considered an offsetting tainas bari. Rabbi Akiva says, no, this is a case of bari v'shema. On an individual level, it's a bari v'shema. And therefore, when it comes to bari v'shema, and certainly when we're dealing with the gazela, you got to pay each one, right? You got to pay shvesa gazela asher gazal. And we contrast that in Rabbi Akiva with the case of Nachmal Abayis Allah Baal Imai. Rabbi Akiva is going to agree in this case, even though, right, we're just going to agree because it's a case of Shema Veshema. Okay, and then the last thing, and that really works out all the different cases that we've had, we'll call it the five instances. Okay, we had the two cases of the Reisha, which are slightly different. The two cases of the Seifa, which the Gemara said at the end, the Gemara asked, right, we said, when it comes to the Kalim, the Machlekes Din, the Rabbanan, and Rabbi Yasi, we had a Machlekes whether only the amount in doubt is Munach, or the whole thing is Munach, in Kemah, have said a Ramai, both by a case of money and by a case of Kalim. Why do we need that? Really, it's one case. We said leizu afzu, okay? Because in Rabbi Yasi, there was never a havamin that he would give to the Rabbanon when it came to money, okay? And therefore, again, in these five, the way we've explained it, we essentially have five different instances. We have the two cases in the Reisha of the Mishnah, which are slightly different. One is gezel, one is pikadon. Again, you're still by pikadon, suffix pikadon, because it's be shtei krichas, and you should have known. We have the two seifa cases, which are essentially the same, leizu afzu. We have the case of the brisa, where Rav Tarfon, ground zero for the machlekes between Rav Tarfon and Rabbi Akiva. And then we have the brisa, or the mishnah that we quoted in Baba Basra, that we came to ask a kasha from Rabbi Akiva. That's a case of Shema v'Shema, when the nafal abayis Allah v'alimai.